Let's bring in our guest, Kathy Jones, Chief Fixed Income Strategist at Charles Schwab. Kathy, it's good to have you on this Friday in what has been a really volatile week. We're talking about all the headlines out of China. We haven't even touched on the Fed just yet. Give me a sense of how you're processing the choppiness that we saw this week and as we go into next week.
Yeah, I think we're coming out of sort of a mid-cycle slowdown in the economy. And there were some concerns, obviously, early in the week about the China Evergrande situation and if there would be a ripple effect or some contagion. And that kind of pushed yields down. And as that, got resolved, or at least looks like it's going to be under control, then yields started to move up. And of course, we had the Fed meeting. I don't know that what the Fed told us was terribly surprising, but I do think it was its recognition that rates are going to move up. The Fed is going to pull back on its bond buying, and it's going to eventually raise rates, and that's giving a lift to bond yields.
Yeah, we have seen the bond yields push higher since that decision came down. I want to get back to the China issue, Kathy, because I think you're right that in many ways we saw the huge sell-off on Monday in reaction to what happened over in China. Investors now kind of processing it, saying, okay, well, Evergrande specifically may not be a contagion risk. And yet there's still a lot of unanswered questions around the property space in China and what a broader economic slowdown is likely to mean. Same question I asked our earlier guest. How significant is the credit risk out of China?
Yeah, I think the credit risk, is certainly for a U.S.-based investor, is not that great. So the amount of dollar bonds that, say, Evergrande has in the, EM index is pretty small. And so I don't know that the exposure is so big, but we do know that there are credit issues in China, particularly in the property sector, which has been a place of a lot of speculation and a huge amount of leverage. And now what we're seeing is the government use, its influence and its policies to say, hey, we want to crack down on this. Now, they've been cracking down on Evergrande for quite some time, so it shouldn't be a huge surprise that this has happened. But I think that's all the short-term stuff. I think the long-term question is, is China rotating from this, rapid growth model to a more mature model with less leverage, less dependence on cheap labor, et cetera? And that is a significant change, and that could have a ripple effect longer term in terms of growth in the global economy. We may not get that supercharged, highly leveraged Chinese growth that we've been used to for the last 20 years or so.
And Kathy, going back to the Fed decision and what we heard from Jay Powell, you said you don't feel like we learned a whole lot. It does feel like this was by far the clearest messaging we've gotten from the central bank in terms of how they're looking at the tapering process. The timeline's still a big question. What do you think the market is pricing in? And you think there's a bit of complacency there?
Yeah, I think the market, now we have more clarity. It looks like they will announce all, barring some big surprise, they will announce the official tapering at the November meeting and probably start soon thereafter. There's no reason to announce it and wait any period of time. So as long as conditions are pretty good in the economy, we look for a start in November. They have a number of Fed officials, including Powell, have indicated that they'd like to finish it up by the middle of 2022. That's a pretty brisk pace. So that's going to happen fairly quickly as long as the economy is in good shape. The question down the road is when do they start hiking rates? And, we think as long as the economy is in decent shape, late 2022 will be the first rate hike. A lot of people think it'll be a bit later, and obviously it's going to depend on how the economy evolves. But we're fairly optimistic on the economy. We think inflation's going to continue to be on the strong side. So we think the Fed moves sooner rather than later, which means late 2022.
Kathy Jones, good to talk to you on this Friday, Chief Fixed Income Strategist at Charles Schwab.